Hi, well, good morning. Well, actually, I suspect it's actually afternoon. Just double check and see what the time is. I can't see much in the sunlight. Monday, June the 24th, 12:11 in the afternoon, yes. Well, I started walking in the morning, just barely in the morning. So, the day got away from me, and if it hadn't been really breezy out, I probably would have just scotched it and got on the treadmill. Because it's noon, the sun is up, the sun's hot, and it's 76, 78 degrees, it may be 80 by now. But it's not terrible because the wind is making it quite delightful, actually. A little too warm, but I can live with it. So the reason that they got away from me is, in part because we had a power failure in the middle of the night. Completely reset all the clocks in the house. Which meant when I got up this morning, the first thing I had to do was figure out what time it was and then go set all the clocks and boot up the computers. And before I knew it, it was 9 o'clock, 9:30. And I got involved with writing. So I really got stuck into the writing, and it's next thing I know, it's almost 11. Actually, next thing I know, it is 11. I thought, I'll just finish this one little piece, and then it was 11:30, and then it was 11:45 before I walked out the door. So yeah, I'm late, but I'm walking. One way or another, I needed to do the 2 miles in the morning this morning because I really don't think I've got another time slot I can afford to miss if I'm going to hit my 100-mile goal. I need to get my writing in the same place where my walking is, where I have a goal and I have like a daily thing that I'm shooting for. And the problem with that right at the moment is that Cape Grace is not being in draft mode. I'm not writing big chunks of words. I'm spending a lot of time looking at words. I spend a lot of time thinking, okay, this has to go in here, and filling it in, and then going to find the other places that would reflect on it, and making the changes there. So there's that. Which is a poor excuse, but there's a certain reality to it. There's a certain, I have to respect the process. Even though I'm not happy with the speed with which the process is progressing. Shout out to Chris Moody, who actually sent me a message while I was in EVE Online that I didn't see until after he'd logged off. Hi, Chris. I did get on for a few minutes this morning, but I didn't get to spend a whole lot of time there today. Not yet. But when I get back, it'll be almost time for the, well, I'll have a half an hour, then I've got to do the CIFWA, Science Fiction Writers of America, CIFWA, Science Fiction and Fantasy Writers of America, CIFWA, board meeting at 1, so I'll get back about 12:30, and give me a few minutes to maybe put together a sandwich or something. Shade feels so good. I'm walking back through the neighborhood, of course, and there's lots of shade trees protecting me from the sun, which is almost south. It's actually probably pretty close to south right at the moment, given that we had spring ahead would put the sun due south at 11:30. Yeah, so it's really close to south, because we're about halfway through the mountain time zone, I think. If we're on the eastern edge, then it's actually well past south at this point. Like, it really matters, the 15 degree variance between the hours. It's still high in the sky. It's still really hot. So, yes, I was playing around with the Alpha clones of EVE Online. The Alpha clones are the free-to-play. There's several restrictions on them. The first being that you've got to... You're limited in what you can do in terms of equipment and ships. And there's also a cap on the amount of experience, the amount of training points that you can accumulate, at least through training. So the cap is 5 million points. And I have several alphas that are sort of, they were experimental characters that I started a long time ago when the alphas first started up, and I thought, oh, this is interesting. You can only play one alpha at a time. You can only play that alpha . You can't play other characters alongside that alpha, at least not on the same machine, and if you have to pay extra, have an extra machine. I don't know what that is. I'm not sure exactly how that story works, but anyway, I can only play one at a time. Good morning. Get ready, say it with me. One post. And several of the, two or three of them are already at the, well, very close to the 5 million point cap. And the points are spread all over the place. So none of them are actually specialists. And I wanted to play a little bit with, you know, what it would look like to have a specialist. How many points would that take to be a specialist alpha clone miner, for example? And since the training happens when I'm offline, all I have to do is log on for a few minutes and drop something onto a training queue and then log out again. Then over the course of a few days, a day and a half or two, depending on what the skill is. There's one that's 9 days. I log back in and find out how they're doing. So I did a little playing around with that. I did a little playing around with the characters on my paid accounts to make sure that they were where I could use them, where they made some difference, where they made some sense. Okay, this is, I'm headed east again, heading back toward the house, and there's no breeze, and the sun is just beating. Luckily, it's not very far. It's 0.4 miles from one end to the other for this long straight eastern stretch. A little breeze now and again. It's a couple pieces of decent looking shade up here ahead a bit. So we just keep moving, because otherwise I have to go back the other way and it's much longer. Looks like it's got some sort of battery and motor in it. Because it's zipping along and he's not pedaling or anything, he's just riding along. So I can see the trees moving up ahead here, so I'm going to go out and get some wind in a minute. Whew. go home and get some water. Rumbling, rumbling, rumbling. Okay, here we go. Heading north. Where's my wind? There's no wind. Flag hanging straight down here. There's a little breeze. And in the trees seems to whisper Louise. There's Maurice Chevalier, we need him. Some nice looking thistles, looking purpley, thistle-y. There's wind. Just needed to get it into the right location, apparently. That feels good. Okay, we're gonna make it. So, yeah, I've still been watching Lucifer. And I'm watching Bosch. Bosch is kind of dark. But it's really good, and I'm enjoying it, and I haven't seen the formula yet. Lucifer keeps changing it up with the ongoing Cinderman and follow-on stories. But it's still really predictable in terms of the main plot lines. Anyway, I am at the back gate. Tomorrow was another day, and with any luck at all, I will talk to you then.